Matera was carved before it was built. From the flat, polished square at its rim, nothing gives it away, except that directly beneath the paving lies a cistern about 18 meters deep, holding some 5 million liters, forgotten for decades until a man crossed it by dinghy in 1991. Now, the piazza itself. This is Piazza Vittorio Veneto, the floor of the modern city, now what locals call the piano, the post-medieval quarter that sits on top of everything else. In the evenings, the square fills with the passeggiata, the ritual stroll, on stone so polished by centuries of feet that it catches the light. The surface is calm. What's underneath is not. The cistern below, the Palombaro Lungo, was finished in 1882 to engineer Rosi's design, connecting older caves that had collected water for centuries. It fed the city until the Apulian Aqueduct arrived in 1927 and the Palombaro was sealed. 64 years later, a group led by Enzo Vitti rediscovered it flooded and crossed it by rubber dinghy. On a dry ledge inside, centuries of dropped buckets sit in a pile the locals call La Spiaghetta, the little beach. Walk to the Belvedere rail at the square's eastern edge. What opens below you are two half funnels carved into the limestone slope, separated by a ridge of rock. The Sasso Barisano on your left, the Sasso Caveoso on your right, the two troglodyte districts that have been lived in since the Paleolithic. To the narrator of the book that made this place famous, they had the shape of Dante's Inferno from a schoolbook. What they actually are is a city that was inhabited continuously for millennia and then emptied in the 1950s because the conditions inside had become unlivable. Every second in July, this square is where the city's patron saint festival ends. A float made of carta pesta, a kind of papier mâché, carrying the Madonna della Bruna, is hauled down from the cathedral on the ridge above and destroyed here by the crowd in a rite called the strazzo, the tearing. The pieces are kept as relics. Next year they build another one. From the Belvedere, the street descending left into the Barisano is Via Fiorentini. The moment the piazza's floor becomes someone's roof, the city inverts.